Now to close up, the past 7 days has seen a lot of movement on the Murray-Darling Basin plan, from an eventful meeting between the state's water ministers to slashing the Northern Basin water recovery target to 320 gigalitres. Earlier I caught up with Deniliquin farmer Shelley Schooler about the changes.
What's happened over the last week really indicates that we have to stop and take heed of these messages that are coming out. I mean, the MDBA themselves have highlighted that there's some serious socio-economic impacts from the Basin Plan in the Northern Basin. We're yet to see a review here in the Southern Basin, but considering that 86% of the water recovered so far for the Basin Plan has come from the Southern Basin, we can expect that we're going to see similar, if not worse, results down here. We've seen the Goulburn-Murray report about the Golden Valley, and we know that each year they're losing $550 million in production and income through the farm gate. So we know that there's the adverse impact to the regional economies, but what we're not seeing is people doing some studies on what's happening to the environment in this part of the world by pushing these volumes through. We know there's riverbank erosion and slumping happening because we're keeping the water up at these high levels all the time. I think that last week in Adelaide, Minister Joyce and Minister Neville and also Blair, they've said enough's enough, and South Australia weren't happy about that and have had a dummy fit over hearing the truth. So what we would like to see is South Australia take a reality check and look what's happening to the rest of the country, and we cannot force those volumes of water through the system without adverse impacts on the environment and the regional economies.
You spoke there about the impacts, how they're very unknown in the Southern Basin compared to the Northern Basin since the plan was implemented in 2012. As someone who has to live with the plan, tell me what have things been like in Deniliquin over the past 4 years?
Well, what we've seen in our region since the implementation of the Basin Plan is when we have a dry year, we have a really, really, really dry year. And when we have, 100% allocation, we've still got quite a lot less productive water in our system to make sure that we're keeping our economies growing. So we know that employment has been impacted in our region. During the Millennium Drought, studies were done which showed that job losses of 1,000 during the Millennium Drought. So we know what happens when we don't have water in our communities, that it's where the basis of our employment starts.
With the MDBA recommending yesterday to reduce the recovery target in the Northern Basin to 320 gigalitres, irrigators and communities up north, they said that's still too much. What sort of, from the Southern Basin, what sort of figure do you think's reasonable?
Well, I don't want one more drop coming out of the Southern Basin. We need to now look at those SDL projects and finding complementary measures which can help reach the ecological goals of the Basin Plan, because our communities and the Northern Basin communities are correct. We cannot lose another drop of water out of our system. So we need to be creative in our thinking and looking outside the square so that we can use different measures to achieve the same results of the Basin Plan.
Deniliquin farmer and Speak Up campaigner Shelley Schooler there. And that's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.